Welcome to the Alpine Property Podcast with your hosts, me, Steve Thomas.
And myself, Leslie Thomas.
We are the husband and wife team behind Alpine Property Investments, helping clients to find their dream property in the mountains of France and Switzerland.
The aim of this podcast is to share with you everything to do with purchasing a ski property, including the where, what, why, and how to buy.
With real insider information that comes from knowing the mountains as intimately as we do. To us, this is not just a business, but a real demonstration of helping clients invest in lifestyle.
We want this podcast to be your go-to place for all things buying and owning a ski property. Welcome to the latest episode of the Alpine Property Podcast with me, Leslie Thomas. This week is a guest episode, and I particularly love these episodes as I get to speak to clients who have purchased a property through Alpine Property Investments, and our listeners get to hear about where, why, how, and their experience of purchasing a property in the mountain directly from our clients. Today, I am speaking with Marie Gonon, who, with her family, purchased an apartment in the picturesque resort of Saint-Solain-d'Arve in the Les Sabelles ski domain. Welcome to the podcast, Marie. It's absolutely fantastic to have you on.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure for me as well.
So I'm looking forward to having this conversation with you with regards to the purchase of the apartment in Saint-Solain. So I'd like to start by asking you, what was your motivation as a family for buying an apartment in Saint-Solain?
Yes, so we were looking for a couple of years now to purchase something in the mountains. And my husband and his father, they are really in love with the bicycle. And one day, during one holiday, we arrived in Saint-Solain because the Tour de France was passing by. And we totally fall in love, the whole family, with the village. Because, yeah, it's really a village atmosphere that are still protected. Like, it's small building. It's really like a small mountain village that you feel comfortable in. And yeah, for all the season, there is an amazing ski area. You have amazing roads to do bicycle. You have amazing, not roads, but small roads to walk around. So yeah, we really fall in love. And since this time, we really decided to find something in this village.
And I think that is the thing about Saint-Solain. It is something for so many seasons. It's not just a place to go and ski. It really comes into its own also in the summer for people who are outdoor enthusiasts, cycling, hiking, etc., etc. Had you been looking for a property for a long time before finding the apartment?
Yeah, so we were looking for quite some time. We were first looking for a house, a chalet, to do some work ourselves, and yes, something like a project we could really work on it. But then, yeah, it wasn't really realistic because with all of our life, family, project, professional and personal, it was super difficult to manage this kind of project. So we start to look for new projects, and we find the project where we purchased with RGO in Saint-Solain. And then it was quite fast, so around a year, maybe more. To be honest, it was so fast that I don't really remember how much it took. But yeah, it was super nice, and we first had the meeting with Steve to talk about the project, to really understand like what we needed, because as we said, it's a family project, so we are six, now we are seven because we have in the family there is a little baby who came as well. But so yeah, we are looking for what we needed, where, and then yeah, the project was proposed to us, And the situation was amazing because it's in the middle of a village. It's close to the ski departure. And like some of the family, they don't do ski, so they are in the village. So when we are skiing, they can go walk, they can do shopping, they can have a coffee super easily. So to be honest, it was long in the way when we thought about the project to buy something. But then when we decided to settle in Saint-Sorlin, we quickly had this opportunity that we took.
And I believe Steve had a helping hand in helping you to secure the actual apartment that you purchased.
Yes, Steve was so helpful because when we first contacted him, it was I think just one apartment was left. And unfortunately for us, it was too small. So it was super sad. But then he said, okay, let me wait. I'm going to investigate and see if something moves. And he really kept us like in the process for some weeks. And then one apartment by chance was available again. And he directly proposed the apartment to us. And it was exactly where what we were looking for. He totally understood our needs. And then we started like that.
And I think that is the benefit, you know, of working with an agency that takes the time to understand what you are really looking for rather than just trying to shoehorn you. I hope you understand that term.
Yeah.
Shoehorn you into something that is just not going to suit your needs.
Totally. Like he directly understood one apartment was free, but it was just not for us. So he said, okay, let's wait and see. He wasn't pushing for us to buy this one. And this was very comfortable. And we felt in good hands.
Good. Really good. So how did you find the process from finding the apartment to taking the keys? So the legal process, how did you find that?
It was quite fast. After, to be honest, I wasn't the one managing all the things. It's more the parents of my husband who were taking care of that. And thank you a lot for that from us. But globally, I think it was very smooth. We had quite a lot of information. Like week after weeks about how the work were going, a lot of pictures to see how it was moving because we are not living there. So the information was shared very often. And then it was quite fast, actually, the moment when we signed and then when we got the key. Everything was super convenient for us. Like all the appointments were taken to be sure, to adjust for planning, for agenda. They were super available. So no, it was a very smooth process.
And I love the fact it was such a family activity in terms of you and your partner and your family-in-law found the apartment, but then your family-in-law, your mum and dad-in-law, decided that they were going to be the ones to manage that legal process. So to kind of taking that aspect away from you, giving you more time to focus on other things, basically.
Yeah, no, it's we are very lucky. And it's true. It's really, even if, they bought the apartment, and they did everything they took care of everything. Like the project was for the family and imagine like that. So we are super lucky because now we have an amazing apartment like in the paradise and we are enjoying it a lot.
So now you have the apartment. Have you been able to spend much time there as a family?
Yeah, we are going there every month, basically. Even more, when we got the key, we went there every weekend. So we are lucky because I am working for myself. So basically, I can work there very easily. And it's for us, it's a great opportunity to spend time in a beautiful environment. And same for the rest of the family. So we are going very often. Actually, at 12 after lunch, we are leaving to Saint-Sorlin. We are going there as well for the weekend with Hugo's parents and my parents. So you see, it's a big family. And yeah, we are enjoying it a lot.
And I love what you're talking about there, the fact that, you know, as a family and as an extended family, you're having the opportunity to spend quality time together and to create quality memories together as well. Yeah. So I think I know what you're going to say to this next question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Has the resort of San Solan lived up to expectation?
Yeah, for sure. We are super, super pleased of the resort. The resort is just amazing. Everything is so beautiful and well done. And the apartment is stunning, like with the wood and the stone, the view on the mountains. It's really amazing.
Good. And for listeners, what do you think of the wider area of Les Abeilles in terms of the ski area?
Yeah, so for the ski, it's quite nice, quite amazing as well, because it's super huge. Actually, we are going there every winter since 2 years now, even before we purchased the apartment. And I think I still don't have seen all the ski area. I don't know how to say the thing, but yeah, all the ski area. Like, it's very huge because you can connect to a lot of village. And there is very, very often snow. And this is as well nice because, as we know, with the weather, it's not always the case in all the ski stations. But in Saint-Sorlin, it's quite high you can go ski very often. And yeah, it's super, everything is well done. Like all the equipment are modern. Like it's a nice station.
That's good to know. And what are your family and you looking forward to as we start to head towards the warmer weather and the summer?
For summertime when it's going to be better weather, as we said before, like, we love to do bicycle. So we are going to enjoy the roads again and as well to do some walk. There is amazing mountain lakes. L'étendard refuge. I hope it's understandable, but yeah, there is a beautiful walk in the mountain that we love to do, and you can see the lakes. And yeah, we love to do this kind of activity in family with our dogs and all of us. We just take the food in our bags and we walk and we spend a good day. We feel refreshed and it's super nice because where we live, it's super hot. So we enjoy the fresh weather of the mountain as well. So, we love all the season in Saint-Sorlin.
It really does sound as though you are making the most of everything that the resort and the wide area has to offer.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. So for listeners looking to plan to come to Saint-Sorlin, do you have any favourite restaurants, bars that you like to visit, can recommend?
Yeah, actually, I love to eat. So I think we tried a lot of restaurants in Saint-Sorlin, and I will be honest, they are all super good, really. All of them, they are serving fresh food, speciality, of course, amazing for cheese, amazing charcuterie and wine. So I will not say one restaurant because for me, every time we go, we test a new restaurant and every time we are enjoying it. So I will recommend to test several during their holidays. Even when you are doing ski, you can do a break. There is a restaurant in the middle of the ski area. Super nice, offering a great view. For food lovers, it's a great place.
And I think that's it, isn't it? When you are on holiday, it is nice to try out new places, new experiences, rather than just returning to the same one over and over again. And I think, as you say, the fact that in Saint-Sorlin, there is a good choice of restaurants and bars, there is amazing food to be had, you wouldn't want to limit yourself to just the same restaurant or the same couple of restaurants all the time.
Exactly.
So for you, what are you most looking forward to doing next?
But actually, this weekend, I'm really looking forward to just go to Saint-Saulin and relax, enjoying these amazing mountain views, having a hot chocolate with my family, and yes, just enjoying the how calm it is and how not stressful at all this atmosphere can offer. Because yeah, it's a really peaceful village. So I am enjoying that. Maybe we will have the luck to have some snowflakes coming as well. But let's see. But yeah, just to relax in this beautiful village.
And what I loved about what you said a little while back is in terms of being able to work there. I think one thing the pandemic has probably done for everybody is opened the options up for homeworking. Holiday homeworking included. You know, as long as you've got access to Wi-Fi, to the internet, you can actually work from anywhere. Have you really enjoyed that aspect of being able to take your work with you?
Yeah, actually, it's quite funny because I am working in the marketing, so I am helping businesses to develop their marketing strategy in Europe. And it's funny because some of my customers sometimes they say, "Oh, okay, you are not at home now. Where are you?" And yeah, it's now normal because we can bring our computer everywhere. And yeah, we are really lucky to be able to do that. And yeah, it's as well for me in terms of creativity and productivity, it's beneficial because I am in a great atmosphere and I feel super like productive to be there when I am working. So yeah, very lucky to have this opportunity.
And what would you say to people who were considering buying a property in Saint-Saulin or in the wider Le Cébel area? What would your recommendation be to them?
Yeah, but, I think if people are looking like a property to enjoy good time with family and friends, enjoy the nature, a calm station, because it's not a station where you go to do big parties, for sure. It's really like somewhere where it's a place where you feel like peaceful and yeah, you just relax and you enjoy what nature can offer you. Yeah, for me, it's we are totally in love with this village. So I will say, like, if their plan is to just enjoy some good moments and make amazing and beautiful memories, they need to go.
Absolutely, and to reach out to Alpine Property Investments when they're doing that.
Yeah, of course.
So tell me a little bit more about your business, what you do, who your clients are, just in case, you never know, there might be listeners to this podcast who are looking for exactly what you do.
Yeah, with pleasure. So my company is called Birdie M. Basically, I'm helping young and more settled businesses to develop their marketing strategy in order to be more efficient when they are launching their product or a new offer. So I help them defining what is the right strategy to really target the customer with the correct message at the right place. And then we define and I really work with them hand in hand. With all the tasks that can happen to make it happen and to develop their business and the sales.
So if people want to find out more about that, what's the easiest way to connect with you?
You can reach me by email. So it's very easy. It's hello@birdiem.com. I will have the pleasure to answer your email and organize a call to see how I can answer your needs.
And I will ensure that email address is in the show notes so people can easily connect with you.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for your time this morning, Marie. And it's been a real pleasure to have a conversation with you. And your love of Saint-Saulin shines through. And I love the fact that very shortly you're going to be getting in the car and driving to your apartment. So have a fantastic time when you get there later on today. And once again, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure, Alvin.
Thanks for listening to the Alpine Property Podcast. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website, Alpine Property Investments, where you can also sign up for our regular email newsletter. If you've enjoyed listening to the podcast, we would love it if you would rate and review it, as this also allows the podcast to be shared more widely too. If you have any questions or comments, please do reach out to us via email. The details, along with our website, can be found in the show notes.